This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are the Rockets in cruise control? Is it time to start looking ahead to Golden State? Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, going to answer that question for you. Things couldn't have gone better in game one for your Houston Rockets. James Harden was doing his thing. Chris Paul was doing his thing. Eric Gordon doing his thing. And Clint Capella doing his thing. Rockets win 122-90. And a lot of people are saying, they're talking sweep. The Rockets are in cruise control. There's nothing to worry about here. How do you see it after one game, John Lopez? Because I got to tell you, from my perspective, I couldn't disagree more with where the Rockets currently are in regards to the Utah Jazz.
I think there's a couple of things to take away here. Foremost, Milwaukee, Golden State, and the Rockets were, maybe the Celtics, but were clearly the most impressive teams out there. You know, when you are expected to do, when you're expected to blow someone out, a lot of times that's hard to do. You know, I mean, it is the postseason, things change. And they just, I mean, Milwaukee and Golden State just did what they needed to do. Rockets just did what they needed to do. It was an entertaining first weekend. Certainly not as competitive, but there were some upsets on the road. Hey, man, you know, there are some significant teams that lost at
Saturday,
home.
Three out of four teams lost at home.
Yeah, lost at home. That's huge. So there's that. I don't know if the Rockets are on cruise control, but I'll let you know after game two on Wednesday. Game two is huge for the Rockets.
Wednesday, my gosh.
I know, that's a big thing, too.
I mean, last year, if you just look at the series between these two teams, and they met in the second round of the playoffs, Rockets 1-5, and from the outside looking in, it looked relatively easy for the Rockets. Ricky Rubio didn't play. He actually played yesterday. But after an impressive game one win last year, where the score wasn't even a symbol of how in control the Rockets were, they won 110-96. They actually lost game two in the same situation. Utah actually won that 116-108. I think if you just watch this game, I mean, if you look at the score, it's hard to think that Utah was in this game, but they did cut it to 6 or 7 in the second half. I think if you watch this game, two things stuck out in regards to the hope Utah has of making this a series. Number one, Ricky Rubio, I know at times he looked lost on defense because he's not known for his defense and he has to guard either James Harden or Chris Paul, but there were times where you could tell how much of a difference Ricky Rubio makes. Mm-hmm. He got off to a hot start offensively. The offense runs a little bit smoother. I think Ricky Rubio is going to be a big key here. And Rudy Gobert, the center for the Utah Jazz, defensive player of the year last year, Clint Capella took it to him yesterday, and he's actually taken it to him the last six times they've played in the playoffs. He's gotten the best of him. If the Jazz want a chance, Rudy Gobert is going to have to play. But I don't think this is going to be a sweep. I actually think this is going to be quite a good series. I think it's going to be a good fight. But the Rockets did what they had to do. But I fully anticipate Utah, just like they did last year, to come out swinging. And I think we're going to see a completely different game. And I think Quinn Snyder, former coach at University of Missouri, that's now the coach for the Utah Jazz, he's a damn good coach. I expect this to be a complete dogfight on Wednesday.
I do, too. That's going to be a crucial game. But let's keep in mind now, and we take him for granted. You know, they tried all kinds of different things with James Harden, shading him to the right, you know, obviously preventing, denying the three-pointers, all kinds of different, like, tricks to try to get James Harden, you know, out of his game. And he ended up with 10 assists, a lot of them early on. He just has a real good read for the game. And that's part of his game because he's such a skillful scorer that you take for granted, or you don't talk enough about just how skilled he is at reading the game, knowing what the defense is trying to do to him, kind of like a read option quarterback. You know, like, oh, you're going there? Well, then I better do this, or I better keep it, or I better dish it, or I, you know, give it away. His ability to read what the Jazz have tried to do, he's in their heads already. That's why it could be a cruise control type series, but they're going to come out swinging on Wednesday, like you said.
And I also think, to go with what James Harden's doing, I think Clint Capella's doing a very, very good job of knowing when to dive, knowing when to cut to the goal, and the lob game is just next level with Clint Capella. It's going to be, I know James Harden and Chris Paul are the two guys that we're going to talk about as the playoffs go on, and they're going to be the most polarizing guys. Those are really the guys that control your destiny. I mean, as soon as Chris Paul went down last year in Game 5 against the Golden State Warriors, you lost hope. You lost hope. But Clint Capella, if you just look at the path that the Rockets have, if he outplays Rudy Gobert, they're going to win this series. Mm-hmm. There's zero doubt about that.
Yes.
And then the next series, the last time the Rockets met the Warriors, the only time they actually lost to them, Boogie Cousins had his best game as a Warrior against the Houston Rockets. Clint Capella is also going to have to be able to cancel out DeMarcus Cousins.
That's
as much as
thing.
We talk about Chris Paul and as much as we talk about James Harden, Clint Capella is the key to success for the Rockets. He has to play like he did last night.
Against the Warriors, for sure.
And he cannot, yeah, he cannot get bullied by opposing centers.
Gobert is big and tough and obviously, you know, Favors as well has some moments. But they're not as athletic, or at least Gobert is not quite as athletic up and down the floor.
And his rim protection was god-awful yesterday.
Yeah. He's not athletic, you know, up and down the floor as it will be in the next series for sure. That said, no, it's still going to be down to Capella and just how James Harden. Look, I get, you know, Chris Paul runs the show, but James Harden just has a read for where the ball needs to
go.
It's
unbelievable.
It's incredible.
He doesn't get enough credit for just how smart of a player he is, but it's easy to see, especially last night. I'm not ready to chalk in the Rockets to the next round against Golden State. Things are looking good right now, but I think it'll be a little bit of a fight.
How about the Sixers using the cell phone on the bench?
Joel Embiid and Amir Johnson got caught looking at a cell phone. I thought it was pretty goofy. I mean, I think if James Harden or Chris Paul did that, it would be a much bigger story, and I think there'd be a lot more outrage. But I thought it was pretty goofy. But Joel Embiid's a pretty goofy guy, honestly.
Well, they lose to the Nets at home with that seeding. They get torched. They get booed. And then who was it that was saying Simmons? If you're going to boo us, just stay on that side. I was telling Jones.
Ben Simmons.
Yeah, Ben Simmons. Okay, yeah, I will. But here's the bigger takeaway for me on that. How dumb do you have to be? How dumb do you have to be to pull out a cell phone on the bench of an NBA playoff game? Not only that, you're sitting next to Joel Embiid. There's a camera on Joel Embiid the whole game. There's at least one camera on him the whole game, and you're pulling out a phone.
It's one thing for Amir Johnson, who was inactive in the game, to have his cell phone, but you don't involve one of the franchise players in the decision. Doris Burke was going crazy as it happened. And after the game, of course, reporters got to do their jobs. They asked Joel Embiid, why the heck, when you're getting your butt kicked at home in a playoff series, why in the heck are you pulling out your cell phone?
It never happened.
It never happened.
Obviously, I wasn't on my phone. I just looked down because he said that his daughter was extremely sick and he was checking on her. I don't know. I just looked but he was checking on his daughter. She's sick.
Amir Johnson was fined for the incident. Brett Brown, the Sixers coach, came out and said that there was no excuse for that, and it was ridiculous. And again, if James Harden did that, and let's say that someone inactive on the Rockets bench is doing that, James Harden's getting hammered way more than Joel Embiid did regardless. That's almost the point where, and it's easy for me to say because Embiid did just look down, that's almost the point where you say, what the hell are you doing, dude? Why the hell do you have your cell phone on the bench?
And I get, okay, if you have a sick daughter, the common practice is have a trainer, give your phone to a trainer or whatever, have a trainer check on him and you get the message. Because again, I think it's just dumb to actually pull it out on the bench when you know in today's world, not only are all eyes always going to be on Embiid and you're sitting right next to him, but everybody's watching the bench and it's just an awful, awful look, especially when you're losing.
Other drama in the weekend in the NBA playoffs, the team that we hope the Rockets will be facing in the second round, the Golden State Warriors, they take care of business against the LA Clippers, 121-104. But at the end of the game and throughout the course of the game, Patrick Beverley was in Kevin Durant's head. He was mocking him for flopping. He was basically posting him up and boxing him out before the ball even came down. They got into it, which led to a Kevin Durant hip check on the side. After the game, Kevin Durant was asked about the back and forth, and it doesn't appear that he really wants much smoke with the former Rockets point guard.
Well, I've been playing against Pat Bev since he was at Arkansas, so I kind of know what he brings. He's a Chicago kid. Like, grew up and raised in the Chicago area, so those dudes play with a different type of grit, you know, so I can appreciate that about Pat. You know, mucking up the game a little bit with his physicality, his talking, his everything. That's what he brings to each team he plays on. So for me, I know that coming into the series, so I thought it was fun tonight.
You know what I thought as soon as I've been known of you know, I'm the podium critic, so I try to make a lot of everything. I feel like there's a chance Kevin Durant goes to the Clippers. Based
to
on
the Clippers?
They're gonna be able to offer max deals as well. They got Doc Rivers, Los Angeles. Thinking. The Lakers does not look like the appealing place. We've heard about the Knicks. Mm-hmm. We know the Knicks are a dumpster fire. If you do want to go to another franchise, I know the Clippers aren't as prestigious as the Lakers or, say, the Knicks.
Sure.
But they're also not as chaotic, and they're better run franchises. I saw that, and I thought that the Clippers were in play for Kevin Durant based on the way that he made those comments.
I actually like the way he handled that, because keep in mind, Kevin Durant has been known to be a little bit of a bitchy.
But he loves to hoop, man. You can't take anything away from him hooping.
You cannot.
The way that he hoops, that kid loves to play basketball more than
anybody. I'm talking about just his reaction. He handled that, I thought, pretty well. One more point on that Golden State series. He's regarded as one of the greatest players, you know, to ever live. I still don't know if Steph Curry is fully appreciated.
Really?
That guy, his shooting ability. Did you see some of the shots he was making?
Come on, dude. We see it every night. Every time.
Nobody's talking about that.
Can you be one of the greatest players ever and still not fully appreciated? I think James Harden falls in that category.
Yeah, James falls in that category. I think Steph's pretty damn appreciated, but it is fun. I tried to make myself hate Steph Curry. Just can't do it. Too likable.
I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous.
Did you see his power rankings? We're going to get into these tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Steph Curry power ranked every single concession popcorn in the entire NBA. He's
addicted.
Six-step scale,
yeah.
1 to 5, based on freshness, butter, presentation, all that. We'll get into that. We'll let you know where the Toyota Center ranks, because Steph Curry loves him some popcorn. I love me some popcorn as well. You know I go across the street to the movie theater and get popcorn.
Boy, how the times have changed. I remember covering the NBA when guys would have lit cigarettes waiting for them in the locker room.
What's up, Vlade Divac?
That's a true story. Caldwell Jones. And now they have buttered popcorn waiting for him in the locker room.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Jonathan Joseph going to call us in 50 minutes. We're also going to visit with some other Texans players tomorrow, so keep it locked right here. But it was one of the best Sundays in a long time in regards to sports. We're going to relive it, all the good, all the bad, Tiger, Rockets, Astros, everything that happened yesterday, one of the best days of all time, reliving it next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.